The ACDP is marching today to the Constitutional Court saying no to mandatory COVID-19 vaccines. The party says it's not opposed to vaccines. It's not anti-vax. It's just opposed to mandatory COVID vaccines. Dominic Majola, EWN reporter, watching that one for us. Dominic, what is the scene there? Are there a lot of people that are out supporting the ACDP? And what is the essence of their message?
Oh, yes, they are, Mandy. They're close to 100 people that are here today. The ACDP is currently making their way to the Constitutional Court to hand over this memorandum in support of what you say, Mandy, to no forced vaccinations. There is police presence, there's JNPD officers escorting us to the Constitutional Court. And one of the people that I spoke to just now was the mayoral candidate, Bishop Belton, who is one of the people that are here, who says that they are not against the vaccine, but that they want the government to be transparent and tell people what exactly is in the vaccine.
For the past 27 years, we were sleeping. We voted for ANC, for DA, for EFF, no more. We can experience a miracle.
Amen.
They don't know what is coming.
Amen.
I think the ACDP is small. They will see on the 1st of November.
Amen.
We are small.
Amen.
We are big.
Amen.
Because we have the backing of the big God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are big because we have God on our side.
Amen.
I say we are big because we have God on our side.
Amen.
So, Dominic, they're saying that they're not anti-vax. They want to know what is in the vaccine. They've also pointed to the fact that the president has said in his national addresses that the vaccines are not going to be forced on anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Randy, that's what they are saying. What we heard there as well is the Pastor Pase Kamboro, who's one of the people joining the ACDP in this march. That was his opening as well. And they are saying the government said it will not be forced, but they also believe that with everything that has been done and said, it feels forced, and that government is just not transparent enough. And they're done with that.
Dominic, thank you very much. Dominic Majola, EWN reporter, out at that ACDP protest. They're marching to the Constitutional Court. Your thoughts on that? Your thoughts generally on vaccine mandates? I think many people would argue against the ACDP stance. And I wonder what impact it will have at the polls on the 1st of November as well.